Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Merry Christmas to you. Here it is on a Christmas Sunday morning, and we're right back once again magnifying and worshiping the Lord. Hey, I appreciate you standing with me this past year, and my, we've had a great year, had a great successful year. Yes, the broadcast is Something to Believe In, and we trust today that many this year have found that to be true, because, you know, if we don't take a stand for something, then we'll end up standing for nothing. But I believe that there is something to believe in, and that something is Jesus Christ. And my, we've been able to lift Him up with your help and your support. We've been able to tell many people about Jesus Christ. Well, let's get our broadcast started here on this Christmas Sunday morning by doing a song I do, and this one says, "Thy Star Shine Down Upon Me." Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in the beauty of God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make my life a reflection of your light. Stars shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Take what's wrong and make it right. Day stars shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Roping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. Then I see you standing near, Lord, shining with compassion in your eyes. And I pray, Lord Jesus, shine down, let your love shine through me in the night. Let your words speak through me. take what's wrong and make it right. Day stars shine out on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Yes, day stars shine down on you, on me, and let your light shine through me. And, you know, I thank God this year that God has been able to use me, and God has also used you that we might be able to get the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ out across the airways. To me, that's one of the greatest blessings, one of the greatest miracles, to be called of God, and most of all, to be given a ministry. And, you know, I've always said it, that I could not do it without the help and the support of the people. But, you know, if you read the Bible, Moses was given people to lead and people to follow. And, you know, it works the same way in the pulpit, also works the same way on the radio. So I'm going to take today and say, hey, I appreciate you. And with your help and your support and God standing with us, how can we fail? Well, let's go right now and let Martha do this song for us. Martha does a great job on this song. And I want you to give a listen to it. It says, when he was on the cross, then I was on his mind. Many people like this, so let me just send it out to whoever likes it and like to hear Martha sing. This is especially for you on this Christmas morning.
I'm not on that eagle tree. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, I often slip, just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say, I'm of a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. The look of love was on his face, thorns were on his head, blood was on his scarlet robe, stained a crimson red. Though his eyes was on the crowd that day, he looked ahead in time. When he was on the cross,
can you have a Christmas without having a crucifixion and a resurrection? Paul said, if there be no resurrection, then my preaching is all in vain. We could have had a baby laying in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. We could have had all that Christmas brings, the beautiful lights, the beautiful songs, and everything we had. But without the crucifixion, without the resurrection, then even Christmas would have been in vain. Well, I'm glad for you today. I'm so glad you've turned my way. And many of you have been very faithful to stand with us this year, and we certainly do appreciate you. And let me say it again, without your help, without your support, we cannot go on. We're looking for a greater year next year than even this year. As a matter of fact, we're looking for greater things to happen, because the Bible said, if God be for you, there is no power that can stand against you. Well, let's go right now and do one in memory of your loved ones, many of your loved ones whom we have been blessed to know in the past year. And let's just send this song out. Well, maybe the chorus in heaven or the choir in heaven, and they're there and they're listening. So let's do this song right here. It says, I'll meet you at the Eastern Gate.
I will meet you in the morning, just inside the Eastern Gate. Then be ready, faithful pilgrim, lest with you it be too late. I will meet you in the morning.
I will meet you
in the morning.
Just inside the Eastern Gate over there.
I will meet you in the morning.
I will meet you
in the morning.
I will meet you in the morning over there. At that meeting, just inside the Eastern Gate,
I will meet you in the morning.
I will
meet you in the morning,
just inside the Eastern Gate over there.
I will meet you.
I will meet you
in the morning.
I will meet you in the morning over there.
Yes, sir, I will meet you in the morning over there. Well, let's go now and listen to the farmer.
One evening beside the road, I saw an old farmer in a field he just hoed. How his face was brown, kind of wrinkled from the wind, as he was talking to the Lord, just like he'd been talking to a friend. Well, sir, he said in a voice calm and quiet, that corn pasture needs shucking. Got no string to tie it tight. Had no rain so long, Lord, the fields are mighty dusty. It's been so unbearable hot that the kids are getting right down fussy. Now that grass down in the meadow, why, it should be knee high. If we could just get a little shower, Lord, it might keep the cow from going dry. Oh, but listen to me, Lord. You'd think that I was right down ungrateful. Why, if you didn't know me, Lord, you'd even think that I was right down hateful. You would think I had forgotten about the new calf that you sent and all the money in the mail. that took care of the rent. Ma's cold's better. Johnny's home from the Navy. And that good Sunday dinner, that chicken and dumplings, and that good old gravy. That new preacher, Lord, you sent us. Why, Lord, he is a fine young man. Why, he's just getting those sinners converted to beat the band. Well, guess I'll be moseying all alone, Lord. Don't want to take any more of your time. Guess there's just plenty of people that are waiting to call you on this line. Well, Lord, got to say good evening to you and watch over us tonight. And don't you go to worrying about us. Because, Lord, with your help and your care, I know that everything's going to be all right. St. Luke's Gospel, Matthew and Luke tells the story about the birth of Christ. And in chapter 1, verse 26, it says this, "And the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin." Now, notice, a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. "Now the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his sayings, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation that this should be. Now the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and in his kingdom there shall be no end." I want you to note here in the 32nd verse something is very important. It said, "And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most Highest, and the Lord God shall give him unto him the throne of his father David." Well, now, a lot of people today would have said, hey, that's an heir if there ever was one, because his father was Joseph. Well, I just wanted to bring that in there. No, his father was not Joseph, because Jesus Christ came into the world. The Bible said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." You know, they're trying very desperately to take Christ out of Christmas. Jesus Christ is the meaning for Christmas. As a matter of fact, the reason for the season and the season for the reason is Jesus Christ. You cannot take Jesus out of Christmas. You take Jesus out of Christmas, then you have no Christmas. As a matter of fact, we are today celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Martha, we have several grandchildren, as I've spoken, and also a great-granddaughter, and Martha is continuously sending out cards and being reminded, she says, "It's so hard for me to keep up with their birthdays," because, when you got that many, it's really hard to keep up with and trying to keep up with everybody, keep up with the dates that were born and all of that. And Martha said, "It sure is getting congested." But let me tell you something, the birth of Jesus Christ has happened every year this time of the year. Oh, I know it makes the devil mad when we see the glimmer of the lights and the laughter of the joy out in the shopping centers, and people talk about, we've turned it into too much commercialism. Well, hey, let me tell you, let's enjoy. This is the Lord's birthday. Let's enjoy the laughter. Let's enjoy the fun and the joy of a good handshake. And don't forget, the world may not want to hear the word Merry Christmas, but I love it. I think it's a joyful sound to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's. Oh, I know it's a great holiday, and I know it'll be a family day, and the turkeys will be carved, and the old pumpkin pie will have the cranberry sauce, and my family will enjoy family. That's what it's all about. But don't forget, it's about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, "And his name shall be called Jesus." My, what a powerful name. At the name of Jesus, the Bible says that every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess. The angels in heaven rejoice the day that Jesus was born. Heaven's choir gathered around and begin to sing glory to God in the highest, and upon earth peace and goodwill to all men. They were invited to the birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that happened on the day that Jesus was born was planned and purposed by God. The stable that he laid in, and the animals that were all around him, and Mary and Joseph, and the wise men coming, and the shepherds in the field, and all of these things were happening because God was celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. So don't worry, they'll never be able to take Christ out of Christmas, because Jesus Christ is the reason for the season, and the season for the reason. Then when we look at the E, we remember what the Bible said. The Bible said in verse 33, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. He is the beginning and the very end. He is the Alpha, the Omega of the Bible. He is the very reason that you and I today are born again children of God, because Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. You see, that's the message. That's the goal, that Jesus Christ came. He didn't come to live, and he could have taken up a throne. As a matter of fact, he could have called 10,000 angels even while he was hanging on the cross. But no, he elected to die for the sins of the people. He did not come to live, he came to die. He came to give his life that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Not long ago, we had a Veterans Day up at our church. Maybe you have that also. If not, you ought to, in recognition of our great soldiers who are fighting, some that are dying and giving their life for the freedom of the Iraqi people. And a man came to me after the service, and I appreciate what he said. He said, "No greater love hath any man than to lay down his life for a friend." Well, when you stop to think about it, these were unfriendly people, but many have laid down their life trying to bring freedom to the Iraqi people. And you know, that's the motivation of God. Hey, you can't have freedom without cost. You can't have victory without having some suffering. You can't have gain without having pain. So Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. So I love the beautiful story about the 99, the sheep, the 99, and he left those 99, went out to find the one lost sheep. And oh, I'd like to think this morning on this Christmas Sunday morning, and you think along with me, we were that one lost sheep. And Jesus said, regardless, if it is only one, I'm going to go out and I'm going to seek and I'm going to look. And that's what God is all about, is seeking and looking for you and I. And notice the Bible said he went out and he found the one lost sheep. Oh, thank God. He found me on the sidewalks of Roanoke, Virginia. I don't know where he found you at, but I was in the gutter. I was in the gutter most. I was headed for a devil's hell, and he came and sought me out, and he sought until he found me. And when he found me, he was just like the sheep. He placed me upon his shoulders and brought me safely back to the fold. And when we see Jesus, J-U-J-E-S, we remind him that he is seeking for those that are lost. And you say, well, preacher, who is those that are lost? Us. The U stands for you and I. Us. We were lost. We were lost without God. The Bible said we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Every man has turned to his own way. And the Bible said, but the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. That's why he came. That's why he came robed in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, headed toward the cross. In only 33 years, 3 years of his actual ministry that we have recorded, but he was looking for us. Hey, the prevenient grace that John Wesley presented to the church many years ago, the Methodist Church, he presented this, the prevenient grace, which meant God always looking for us. And don't never think that God's going to give up on you. He's going to stay with you. He's going to do everything possible that he can do to bring us back into the fold. And then we look at the last letter of the word Jesus, and we see the great big letter S. Let me tell you, sinner friend of mine, you are a sinner. You were born to sinner. But Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the sinner. We are sinners. We were filthy. We were condemned. We were headed for a devil's hell. He became my sin. He laid every sin, every burden, every problem, every situation up on the shoulders of his son and nailed him to a cross. A little boy comes down the road one day with a paper bag in his hand. He runs into the preacher. And the preacher said, young man, what do you have in the bag? He said, well, sir, I'm going down to the church. And the preacher said, well, I didn't ask you where you was going, but why are you going to the church with a brown paper bag? Well, he said, preacher, last Sunday, you told us that we could cast all of our cares upon him. And he said, in this paper bag, I have all my cares and I'm taking my cares to Jesus. Hey, no one ever cares for you like Jesus Christ. No one.
Sunday morning sunshine, bathing in the land. Sunday morning people with their Bibles in their hand. He wonders why they pass him by, walk around him on the street. To shade the light that replaced the night, he cups his hand to see. In the shadow of the steeple, someone's crying. Does anybody care? Can't you hear him crying? In the shadow of the steeple, someone's crying. Preachers talk about the need in the distant land. He said, ain't you heard? We are the world. Let's lend a helping hand. It's getting late, pass the plate. Just do the best you can. The congregation rises. Someone says amen. While in the shadow of the steeple, someone's crying. Does anybody care? Can't they hear him crying? In the shadow of the steeple, someone's crying. Just a worn out coat, nearly fold. Place it under his head. Where the shadow of the steeple lies upon his face. Choir sings, church bells ring. The people gather round. They just shake their head as they walk away from the figure lying on the ground. While in the shadow of the steeple, someone's dying.
Our Father on this
Does
Christmas
anybody
Sunday
care?
Morning, we just want to pause and thank you for the wonderful, wonderful ministry that you have given to this preacher on this radio broadcast. Thank you for all those people who are so concerned. And Lord, realizing that you have sent me, and without their help I could not continue to maintain. We thank you for the success. We hate to be on this broadcast this morning and saying that we have been defeated, because we haven't. We have been able to lift up the name of Jesus. And you said if we could lift him up, we could draw all men unto you. And Lord, that's what we want to do. We don't want to draw men and women to us. We want to draw men and women to you. And on this Christmas Sunday morning, I pray, Lord, that maybe someone will hear the message and, Lord, give their life to you. Wouldn't it be worth it all this morning to know that someone found that there is something to believe in, and that something is Jesus Christ. The reason for the season, and the season is the reason that Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. loss. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. Again, I appreciate you. I appreciate all that you have meant to me, and I do hope that we have been a blessing. Martha and I have been a blessing down through the years to you. And again, as I leave the air, I want to tell you that it is a Merry Christmas, and I wish you a Happy New Year and a great and successful 2006 in the coming year. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing.